Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Suspended Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison for the first three games of the 2025 season for violating the league's substance abuse policy.
Old-fashioned stuff.
He's going to miss Chicago, Falcons, and Bengals. That is a big loss for rookie quarterback and J.J. McCarthy, who's taken over that team, to not have Addison out there. But that news just coming down. Addison recently resolved a 2024 DUI citation by pleading no contest of a lesser charge. He can participate in the preseason, but he has been suspended without pay for the first three games. And, again, that means he will miss our game, which
– right.
I mean, is a big deal because they, you know, they'll throw somebody else out there. But you look at those two wide receivers for the Vikings, man, they are – that's a tandem.
I mean, when we think substance abuse, you automatically think nowadays they're kind of letting weed go and it would be something heavier. Or is it simply the substance is alcohol?
I think it's alcohol.
And that's because, this is the result, to your point, of the plea bargain with the DUI.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Now, where does it affect us? We're going to get to the conversation Midday guys had just a sec. But you do play Justin Jefferson without him out there. That's a difference. That's a hell of a difference for your secondary.
Yeah, because you know you kind of have to choose and pick which one of those guys you're going to double depending on down.
And that's
distance.
Week two for us, right?
Vikings, yes, it is, and yeah, it's their home opener.
Right,
it's their home opener. So
wow, that's you know what? I mean, hey, we always talk about being a victim of circumstance with injuries and everything else, and what happened to us, but not having Jordan Addison out there, and now you can basically really kind of brace Justin Jefferson, not let him do the things he needs to do.
What's going on?
Sunday night.
Yeah. Oh, the Minnesota
NBC,
game.
Yeah.
All right. That news just coming down, guys. We want you to hear from AJ Terrell. We're live up here at Hooters Mall of Georgia. We were at camp today. We'll tell you the latest on what happened today and what we saw, what went down. Another good day of practice for Mike and I as far as just taking all the things in as we get ready for our first preseason game. We'll fill in on all the blanks. Mike's got guy talk coming up. But the first thing that Mike Johnson asked AJ Terrell was more about the weather. Guys, they were outside yesterday. Today they were inside in their practice facility. And they were talking to AJ about whether he likes this kind of weather as far as playing in it, preparing for it. What did he think?
Got to lock in, you know. It's one of them days, one of them dog days, I call it. But, you know, just try to figure out how you're going to, you know, catch the ball with gloves or without. But, you know, at the end of the day, my job is to defend the pass. So, it was smooth for me.
You probably like it when you line up those wide receivers with them slippery hands. I love it. Let's talk a little bit about the offseason. Did you do anything fun? Obviously, hanging out with the family and other things like that. But did you do any traveling, any concerts, anything like that?
I did. I would just say, you know, my daughter, she was newborn, so we didn't really do too much out of the country. But we went to New York and, I want to say, Florida, L.A., do some little kids' trips with the kids and take them to Disney World, things like that. Just staying local.
Yeah, love to hear.
Yep. Hey, AJ, your brother Avion is playing at Clemson. Has he asked you for any advice, or what is that relationship like?
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of him. That's what I'm going to start by saying. You know, I'm super proud of him. He definitely has been, you know, holding his own while he's been up there. And, you know, he showed me his clips and stuff. They just started camp, I want to say, 2 days ago. So, you know, he already sending me a lot of clips on where he at, you know, how they going to use him this season, you know, with the new defense coordinator that they have. But, you know, just him showing me the plays and things like that, just getting some info back from me. So he definitely been in connection with me as far as him playing better and what he could, you know, do better. And also, the main thing I was telling him is try to take care of his body. You know, going into your junior year, I just feel like taking care of your body and being consistent is the main thing.
You know, last year we got a chance to catch up with you and talk about Avion. We asked you for prediction on Georgia-Clemson game. You got one for the Clemson-LSU game this year, or you want to keep it close to the vest?
Yeah, I'd probably say, like, 28-14 Clemson.
There you go.
Yeah, 28-14 Clemson.
And just so we're clear, Clemson is the real Death Valley.
Clear Death Valley. I can't. I'm gonna be there full attendance. I don't know if I'm gonna be on the sideline or try to go up in the crowd, but probably start off on the sideline. Probably the first half.
I hear you.
Yep.
I hear you.
Joined by AJ Terrell here on the morning shift. All right, you know, actually saw it today. You know, had a nice little pass breakup down in the end zone. How hard is it those moments where maybe you don't locate the ball early, or you might have a, the receiver might have a step here or there? I know it's rare for the receiver to have a step on you, but to trust your technique and everything you've been, you know, everything you've been taught, and not kind of just get handsy there.
Yeah, no panic. Just trying to play technique, like you said. Kind of receiver kind of had to step on me, so I knew I couldn't look back right away. But trusting his eyes, the receiver's eyes, and knowing that the ball was on the way, and being able to deflect the pass using his hands, so he couldn't catch it.
Now you're an All-Pro. I mean, you've been an All-Pro, but it feels like you don't get put on some of these lists that high as up as you should be. Do you kind of use that to motivate you in the offseason to work on some anything that maybe isn't a strength, or do you not try to listen to that outside noise?
No, I definitely don't listen to it, but it's definitely something that you see. You know, we all human, we all on our phones, you definitely see it, but at the end of the day, just controlling what I can and playing at a high level week in, week out is the main thing. So, and it's starting practice, giving receivers the best look, and me holding myself accountable and to not give up any catches.
Well, speaking of controlling things you control, I'm curious to get your take. And obviously, as media and as fans, a lot of people looked post-bye week, after the bye week last year, you guys going into the stretch run of the season. Obviously, some ups and downs on defense prior to that. But, you know, you play the Minnesota game, other things like that. Were the changes to the defense after the bye week last year, were those overblown to the media and the fans? Or did you actually feel that there was a difference in the way you guys were kind of attacking the offenses last year?
Yeah, I say, you know, going into bye week is always a good time during the season with, you know, seeing what our weaknesses was, how we were getting attacked, and having a switch up. And I think we came back that next week or, you know, that next following game and was able to play more matchy and be more handsy at the line, and it worked out for us.
Yeah. Do you prefer that uptight coverage right off the line of scrimmage with getting handsy, or do you like to give a little cushion? I mean, what's your preference as a DB?
Yeah, I like to be at the line. I'm more of an in-phase corner. I like to be at the line, and I love to play off too, but definitely like to, you know, be up in the receiver face.
Now, as a DB, when you see two guys taken in the first round that are edge rushers and they bring in Leonard Floyd, how happy do you get? Because that can make your life a lot easier at times.
Yeah, super happy. I feel like, you know, once I heard the draft picks, I couldn't believe it. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. I was super happy. Jalen Walker and James Pierce, definitely somebody that some of the guys that we, you know, we definitely needed, along with the guys that we already have and added with Leonard Floyd. You know, DBs in the back end, you couldn't wish none better than a D-line and a rush, and I'm just glad to get to work with those guys.
It's the morning shift hanging out with AJ Terrell out at Flowery Branch for Falcons training camp. Who are you rooming with out here?
I got Mike Hughes, I got D. Alford, and Clark Phillips.
Did you guys work out who's going to bring the console or anything?
Nah, see, last year we thought about it. You know, I think I want to say D. Alford brought it. This year I brought my own. But I sent it back to the house. I sent it back to the house because I feel like, you know, once you start hitting these dog days at camp, you just want to, you know, close your eyes, go to sleep. You can't really be on the game all night. And so I got it at the house with my son.
Finishing up with AJ Terrell, last thing before we let you go, one of the we talked to Jesse Bates last week. One of the answers that was more shocking to me was he said that James Pierce gets on the aux sometimes in the locker room. I couldn't believe you guys were allowing a rookie to get on the aux cord in the locker room. But talk to me about what he's playing. Talk to me about what you're listening to in there.
No, I couldn't believe it either. I'm like, you know, we got rookies changing the music. Yeah. But it was good music, though. You know, you probably think he listened to a lot of rah-rah music, but it's more chill, you know. So he definitely get the guy, everybody being there just bobbing their head all slow and just vibing. And, you know, anytime somebody changed the music in the locker room unexpectedly, everybody look at, you know, yeah, everybody look like, who is it? By the time you look, whoever changed it already beat on walked off. Yeah. So you see who the closest near the tablet. And a few times it been James, but you know, you can't complain too much about the music. It's been good.
Yeah, that's what Jesse said. He was like, as long as he's getting sacks, I don't care what he's doing.
Getting sacks, music, everything vibing. So I'm one trip.
That is AJ Terrell, guys. Looking forward to him having another great year. He was talking about his brother at Clemson, who is a corner as well, and one of the highly touted corners in college football. But, Mike, it's funny because you know, you talk about the locker room, we're using that term, the aux cord, which is,
right.
you know, you're plugging your music in and you're playing whatever, but it's got a loose environment, man. I mean, like, I got to be honest, I'm thinking back to years past here, we weren't talking too much about who was controlling the aux cord and and the vibe inside the locker room. Like, that hasn't been a conversation. It's been a fun conversation here over the last couple of weeks.
One other thing today, we talked about this for guys who caught the beginning of the program live from Hooters Mall in Georgia, was Jake Matthews and Caleb McGarry. They get sort of the old guys exemption to leave practice. I mean, field turf, I know they play on field turf, but they don't like to be on field turf if
Correct.
They can avoid it. So the indoor facility today, the guys, it's funny, we joked around to Garrett Chapman, the effervescent Garrett Chapman. Guys, you're not going to believe this. I just saw Caleb McGarry and Jake Matthews leaving the facility. And I go, uh-oh. And I was like, are they getting treatment? We just found out they downplayed it. So that's one thing. But we have missed Storm Norton, though, one of the best backup swing tackles in the NFL. He has been out for 3 days now, so that is a concern.
It is. Jake, not concerned. We told him yesterday. We talked to him yesterday. Caleb McGarry.
Jake said he feels better than ever.
Yeah, this is just, again, think of it as load management, rest reasons, and making sure that guys are fresh. But it was weird today because Brandon Parker and Jack Nelson got a lot of run at tackle.
Right.
And so we saw those guys who are, you know, are the backups getting a lot of snaps. Meanwhile, I got to mention this before we get to guy talk. Coming up, Falcon Report, you'll hear from Bijan Robinson as well. Grant's going to join us to talk about what's going on with the Braves and the latest there. And also our conversation with Ryan Neusel, starting center for Atlanta Falcons, who sat down with us today at training camp. Mary Kay Cabot's reporting that Shedeur Sanders is expected to start Friday night's preseason opener on the road against the Panthers.
Now, that's something I want to see.
Me too.
NFL Network, you better put it on before ESPN eats you up.
So, Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel are both nursing hamstrings.
And that's great news. See, that's the only way Shedeur Sanders, we believe in him. I don't think he's as bad as some NFL executives made it out to be pre-draft. But this is, we knew, Carl, when you're fourth on a draft,
yeah.
A depth chart?
Yeah.
And you're drafted where he was? This is the only way injury's going to get you on the field.
Here's the thing, Mike, and this is what I'm curious about, because don't come in and try to do it. You don't have to be Superman, right? Just you're going to get a couple of series, whatever it's going to be.
But you should look good against his other team's backups.
Yes, and hopefully he does. We'll see. But this is how it starts. And right don't on. Let him, Mike, don't let him go off and throw a couple of touchdowns and a buck 50 and looks great, 11 or 13 or some craziness. You're going to feel the surge of energy that we think is already there. Hey, man, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, one of our favorite guests, friend of the show.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Joe just had a movie come out, and nobody likes it. I'll tell you about that. Speaking of movies, the Mount Rushmore of Star Wars movies, Carl, in honor of Steak Shapiro's amazing programming technique. No, I'm kidding. We will talk about something that was on TV last night. And then Lonnie Anderson, we didn't get to talk about it yesterday. Her legacy, how it ties in with Atlanta. You might not know about how WKRP has ties to the A. I will explain. Coming up in Guy Talk, live from Hooters, where it's bike night. And these cats just rolled in on their hogs.
My man.
Right on. They're ready to rock and roll.
Is this bike out there?
Yep.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.